Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And now we take our turn down to the University of Miami and talk a little bit about University of Miami recruiting. And Andrew Ivins always joins us, brings it strong. He's always on the road. Wherever UM guys are, he's out. And he was up in the Jacksonville area this past weekend checking out a couple of University of Miami commitments for next year. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. And we appreciate it, as always. And you're back from Jacksonville area.
Yeah, man. I was up in Duval County past Friday, along with Manny Diaz, went up there to see two of the Hurricanes' top-ranked commits, and Chance Williams and Jalen Rivers. They're both at Oakleaf. They went ahead and faced off against Jacksonville Sandalwood, who's of course led by Florida State quarterback commit Jeff Sims. So, yeah. With the Hurricanes on the bye, I figured why not make that 4.5-hour trek up there.
How was that? I mean, how did they play? I mean, I know that both of them are very, very highly regarded by the University of Miami, and certainly two guys that they're looking forward to bringing in for next year. How'd they perform?
I think these are two guys that Miami absolutely needs to hang on to. I mean, when you watch them, they look exactly what a blue-chip, four-star, under-all-American recruit should look like. I mean, Chance Williams, I think he had two sacks. He also played some quarterback, had two wildcat touchdown runs. And then Jalen Rivers, if you've watched the Miami Hurricanes game this season, you know that the Hurricanes need all the help they can get on the offensive line. And I think out of pretty much every Miami offensive lineman I've seen, offensive line recruit at the high school level the past 3 or 4 years, I mean, he's right up there, probably on the same level as DeJuan Scaife and Devon Donaldson. I actually think he's a little bit of a combination of both. So two guys Miami fans should be very excited about. Two guys I think they have a real good chance of keeping in this class, just because I think they're completely bought into what Manny Diaz is selling. I mean, I asked them if they're going to take visits, and they're not planning to. I mean, they're going to be at Hard Rock Stadium this upcoming Saturday for that game against Virginia Tech, and then they'll return for official visits. So two important pieces to Miami's 2020 recruiting class.
I mean, and obviously these next couple of games are mega important. You take a look at the game 2 weeks ago against Central Michigan, not a stellar performance. A lot of the recruits that they had, at the game obviously couldn't have been bowled over by what they saw. Talk about that, because now you have to put your best foot forward. I mean, even though you said that these two kids are kind of cemented in, there's other kids who are on the fence, and there's other recruits who want to see a little bit more, you know, this year of what Miami has. Talk about that, because you have Virginia Tech this Saturday, then you have Virginia next Friday. Two big Coastal Division games against two teams, especially in Virginia, that are going to bring it.
Yeah, and this has kind of been the case, I don't know, I mean, really for the past 10 years. I mean, if Miami wins games, kids want to come, and if they don't win games, it's not extremely hard, but it gets more difficult to hold on to some of these local kids. I mean, go back to Miami's 2018 class, that Surge 18 class, where I think they finished number 8 in the country. That was the year when they won 10 games. And then go back to last year when they only won 7 games and struggled down the stretch. I mean, Miami's finishing outside that top 25. So, I think the good news for Miami is a lot of these kids are saying the right things. I mean, they're not going to take visits. I think the one Miami fans should be concerned about is Jaden Francois, the defensive back out of South Dade. He's a guy who has said he's going to take visits. I know Manny Diaz has come out, kind of told guys that they don't want them to take visits, but he's one to watch. And I really just think Miami needs a solid performance against Virginia Tech. I mean, they lost some momentum. There's no question about that, losing to Florida and North Carolina to open the season. But people can quickly forget if you're able to string some games together. And I think there's a good chance that they can pull out a win against Virginia Tech this weekend. I think Las Vegas agrees with me. It's like a 13-point spread right now. So right. At the end of the day, Miami's got to win games. And I think if they do that, it's going to make Manny Diaz's job a lot easier on that recruiting trail.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, you mentioned those two. You want to get guys to this game this week, certainly, because if you're favored, it's a home game. The crowd's going to be a little bit more spirited. You're going to have a few more people than you've had, in the past couple of weeks, especially, you know, for Central Michigan and Bethune-Cookman. These are conference games. This is important, obviously. Who else do we expect? Have you got an early list?
Chance and Jalen Rivers is going to be there. They're also going to get Walter Simmons. He's a young quarterback that's at Oakleaf. He's going to be down there. Miami's really just, I think, trying to work and get some of their commits out to the game. Michael Redding, the kid from IMG, he's going to be making the drive across the state, but what sucks, or I should say is unfortunate for Miami, is, you know, Florida's playing Auburn this weekend in Gainesville, and probably the biggest game for the Gators in, I don't know, our home game in 10 years. So right. It seems like a lot of kids are going to be headed up there. Isaiah Walker, the four-star offensive tackle for Miami Norland, he's going to be up there. So fighting a bit of a battle, but yes, I think if you're Miami, you definitely want to get those kids out, especially because next week you play on a Friday night against Virginia, and we all know most high school kids play on Friday night, so not going to be able to host a bunch of recruits then.
You brought up a name in Isaiah Walker, kind of like, we know that Florida has been heavily on him for the last couple of months, but he keeps bringing Miami up. He keeps saying, Miami's in it very much. And, when fans ask me all the time, Andrew, about that, what is your gut feeling about him? Because certainly when you bring up Rivers and you get a guy like Walker, that defines a class, and you would love to have him, and you've watched him a ton. How vital would he be to get in this class?
He would be huge. And, I mean, you ask me my gut feeling. I mean, my crystal ball right now is on Florida. I've been down here for four cycles now. That's just kind of my read on it. I mean, I know Miami thinks they're in it. I think he's going to visit Miami. I even think he'll probably take an official visit to Miami. But right now, I think I'm under the impression that he wants to be a Florida Gator. Now, I don't think the recruitment's over, but I think Miami's fighting in a bit of an uphill battle here. Now, if they don't get him, I mean, obviously that's a big blow. Miami Norland at the end of the day is like 2 miles from Hard Rock Stadium, but I do like some other parts of their class. You mentioned Jalen Rivers. He's a guy who plays left tackle for his team. I think he's maybe more of a right tackle or an interior guy, which is fine. You know, you have to play right tackle, and you have to play two guards every game, and you already think you have your left tackle of the future in Zion Nelson. I mean, obviously we're seeing the growing pains right now, but 2-3 years from now, he could be a monster on that left side. But the rest of the O-line class, Chris Washington's a kid they got committed out of Tennessee. He was at the Central Michigan game. Very similar to Zion Nelson, a lean 6'6", NFL prototype type of guy. I saw him down on the field before the game, so I like him. And then they have Antonio Smith, an interior guy from up in Ocala Vanguard. So they have three they like really a lot right now. I mean, Isaiah Walker would be the icing on the cake, but if they don't get Isaiah Walker, I think they'll probably try to go and find another offensive lineman. And let's not forget, this time last year, I mean, Miami fans had no idea who Jakai Clark was, and they had no idea who Zion Nelson are, and both of them are playing right now. So, obviously, Isaiah Walker's plan A, but I'm sure they're going to find some plan Bs.
Before we let you go, what do you want to see out of this game this week? Obviously a complete four-quarter game, but, I mean, what positions? I know offensive line pretty much had the worst of the games that they had last week. Well, you want to see better play there, but what's curious to you going against a team that's not as good as they've been, but still has athletes? You think the secondary this week's going to get tested a little bit more?
Yeah, we could say the defense. I think I know Blake Baker said during his press conference on Monday that some of what happened against Central Michigan's on him. I thought the defense was fine. I mean, you're going to give up plays in the secondary. For me, I want to see Miami get their playmakers involved, man. Against Central Michigan, well, we saw Will Mallory involved in that first opening drive, and then they didn't get the ball back to him again.
Yeah.
So, I want to see a game plan that makes sense. And I thought it was the same thing in the Florida game. Brevin Jordan was involved early, and then he kind of disappeared. So I'm interested to see what the offense looks like, what they kind of do, because I think when they faced Central Michigan, they weren't anticipating – the Chippewas getting as much pressure as they did, and they kind of panicked.
True, True. Well, we'll see you out there. Definitely check out that game. And then, as you mentioned, the following Friday going to be very interesting against Virginia, a team that's of quality, a quality opponent, probably as a quality opponent as we're going to see at home this year. And certainly next 2 weeks are going to be big. Andrew, thanks so much. Appreciate it. As always, we'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you later.
Good stuff. Andrew Ivins. Covers this thing just outstanding. Up in the Jacksonville area, he's with us every other week.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.